encumbers most of the employment department's programs except for child care regulation and hearings officer and a pilot. This legislative concept would expand language in the statute to include Chapter 657A, which concerns child care regulation. The concept would also eliminate a provision designing the fund for expenses for which federal funding has been reduced, eliminated, or otherwise not available. The legislative concept would allow CDAF to be used for child care regulation. Your subcommittee recommends Ways and Means introduce LC 2573 in the House as a committee bill. And just an apology to my committee. When Representative Butler was not here, we did this, and I think I gave some differing information originally, and I think that it is more clear now, I hope.
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there objection to introduction of LC 2573? Not, it's been so approved. House budget bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 5002, Oregon Department of Aviation, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5002 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Aviation. In 1999, the legislature created a separate Department of Aviation out of the Aeronautics Division of the Oregon Department of Transportation, which became effective in July 1st, 2000. The Department of Aviation operates more than 30 state-owned airports in Oregon and annually licenses and registers more than 400 other private and public airports, heliports, and landing strips. The department also registers all pilots and non-military aircraft based in Oregon and oversees statewide aviation system planning, helps with community airport planning, and conducts aviation safety and public education programs. The Department of Aviation receives no general fund support and is funded entirely by other funds and federal funds. The major other fund revenue source are fuels tax, registration, and license fees, which they charge for some of the work that they do. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee approved the budget of $13,679,725 and 17 full-time equivalency positions. This is $7,424,400 and one position higher than the governor's recommended budget. Subcommittee approved enhancements to the budget as follows: to provide $7.3 million expenditure limitation for the receipt of general aviation airport entitlement funds for planning and construction for small use airports, and those are federal funds, and to establish one full-time equivalency position to assist in administering the increase in the grant activity for the three major grant programs, including paving and maintenance program, financial aid to municipalities who are seeking some of those grants, and the federal general aviation airport entitlement program, which we're receiving that for a number of our airports in the state. To provide $225,000 for equipment replacement, and finally, $485,000 additional for four aviation planning studies. And the Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends your approval of House Bill 5002.
Is there a discussion? Senator Trow.
Mr. Chair, this is a thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a new agency, basically just getting started. What's your sense of whether it's off to a good start, Representative Butler?
I think the subcommittee. Thank you, Senator Trow, Mr. Chair. The subcommittee felt very, very positive about the issues presented to us. The pilots in general and the airport managers, airport people that were available to us, it came forward with a very positive response. It looks like they're on a good track. Their toes are pointed in the right direction and match their words. So it appears to be in a good situation. Good hands.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Representative Johnson, do you wish to make any comments since you were the mother of this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Other than to say that the little agency is performing exactly the way that we intended, and they're receiving widespread state support for their activities at local airports. They're actually putting pavement down as we promised that they would be, and we're all delighted with how they're performing.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing out House Bill 5002? If not, it's been so approved. House Bill 5011, Oregon Disabilities Commission, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5011 is the budget bill for the Oregon's Disabilities Commission. The mission of the Disabilities Commission is to create an environment in which people with disabilities are active and equal participants. To that end, the agency administers three programs: a Technology Access for Life Needs Grant, a Client Assistance Program, and a Deaf and Hearing Impaired Access Program. In addition, the agency advocates for and provides referral services to persons with disabilities. The agency's 1999-01 budget was based on revenue estimates that proved to be too high. As a result, the agency experienced cash flow problems and was forced to reduce expenditures significantly. Both the committee's budget and the governor's budget include realistic revenue estimates, and 2001-03 expenditures have been adjusted accordingly. The committee's recommended budget for the agency is $1.65 million, or about $70,000 less than the governor's recommended budget. This reduction reflects four changes. First, the committee lowered the agency's budgeted amount for public employees' retirement system funding by 1.53%, or $981. Second, the committee reduced the agency's service and supply budget by 1%, or $1,101, general fund. Third, the committee implementing the co-chair's directive. Third, the committee eliminated $83,000 of federal fund expenditure limitation included in the governor's budget to accommodate the possible continuation of a federal grant that will sunset in March 2003. If Congress continues funding for the grant, the agency can request additional expenditure limitation from the emergency board. Fourth, the committee added $15,054, a federal fund expenditure limitation, to allow the agency to spend an additional client assistance program revenue identified after the governor's budget was released. The committee directed the agency to work with the Department of Administrative Services to carefully monitor the agency's revenues and expenditures. In addition, it expressed its desire to assist the agency in its development of performance measures. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommends approval.
Thank you, Representative Winters. Is there further discussion? If not, I want to compliment Representative Winters on getting this first major general fund bill out. Has $288,000 general fund. It is really going to be important for the committee members to understand that budgets are tight, and based upon what the projections are indicating, the economic forecast, things could even get tighter. And I want to compliment the work of all the subcommittees this morning and subcommittee chairs for the work that they're doing. And Representative Winters, I appreciate your leadership in the Human Services Subcommittee. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 5011 out to the floor with a due pass recommendation? Not, and so approved. House Bill 5028, Long-Term Care Ombudsman, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5028 is the budget bill for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The mission of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman is to enhance the quality of life, improve the level of care, and to protect the rights and dignity of Oregonians living in long-term care facilities. Long-term care facilities, including nursing, assisted living, and residential care facilities, as well as adult foster homes. The agency is supported with general fund and receives federal Older American Act and Medicaid funds that are transferred to the Long-Term Care Ombudsman by the Senior and Disabled Services Division of the Department of Human Services as other funds. The committee's recommended budget is $1.9 million, about 4.9% higher than the 9901 estimate of expenditures. The committee made three changes to the governor's recommended budget. First, it used $25,000 of other funds ending balance to replace a like amount of general fund. Second, the committee reduced the agency's budget amount of public employees' retirement system funding by 1.53%, or $2,330. Third, it increased the agency's other funds expenditure limitation by $23,685 to allow the agency to spend an additional Older Americans Act revenue that was identified after the governor's budget was finalized. The committee reviewed the agency's performance measurements. It was satisfied with the agency's output measures, but encouraged the agency to develop more outcomes. Your subcommittee on human services recommend approval of the budget.
All right. Is there further discussion on House Bill 5028? Senator Yee.
I'm going to vote no on this budget, even though I voted yes during passage. We were looking at the performance measures of the agency, and they indicated that their disposal of complaints is average at 86%, although the breakdown shows that it's 60% resolved, only 60% resolved, and 24% partially resolved, and 8% not resolved, and 11% were resolved without action. So I ask that they should show the performance measure by those breakdowns so we can see a true picture of how they perform with disposition of complaints. They said they will give it to us, and today I have not received it yet, and I am not going to support any funding without seeing their performance and their expected goals. And we need accurate information in order to make good decisions. So I hope that the staff will help us pursue with this question. And I'm a no vote today.
Okay. And let the record indicate that Mr. Britton from LFO staff is indicating that they'll be happy to work with you on this, Senator.
Work with the agency.
Yes. Senator Trow.
Just a comment about that. I think, obviously, that the agency should respond, and I'm sure that it will. One of the things about performance measures with regard to claims, some agencies have a really difficult task with not much authority. The ombudsperson, I think, is sort of in that category, and it's more difficult, I think, for it to be able to show that it always can resolve those issues. But I think it's such a wonderful thing that it's there trying, and it's doing a good job.
Okay, is there further discussion? If not, is there anyone else other than Senator Yee that wishes to be recorded as voting no on passing House Bill 5028 to the floor with a due pass recommendation? No, let the record show. Senate Bill 5502, Department of Administrative Services, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Senate Bill 5502 is the budget bill for the Department of Administrative Services. Now, this department provides the core central services and support for all state agencies. The governor's recommended budget contains a number of enhancements to strengthen the department's role in setting standards, to ensure performance of state agencies to those standards, and then to meet or enable it to meet the increasing workload. It also contains a sizable enhancement to support elected government. The Information Resource Management Division budget was reviewed by Representative Hill's Advancing E-Government Subcommittee, and our subcommittee followed its recommendations for that department's portion of the budget. Your subcommittee made a number of adjustments to the budget request. We made reductions in requests for additional staffing in the director's office and the human resource services, information resource management, and the facilities division. Additionally, we removed funding for positions for the governor's natural resource office, Community Development Office, and Office of Education Workforce Policy, because your subcommittee believes they are more properly and appropriately belong in the governor's office. We did provide $1 of other funds limitation for the Oregon Center for Electronic Commerce and Government. We agreed with the concept of conducting government financial transactions over the Internet, but funding issues need to be resolved and develop the plans needed to be finalized. They need to be finalized before substantive work can be done, can begin. Your subcommittee recognizes that increased full-time positions may be viewed with some skepticism. However, much of the increase is due to increased workload in the motor pool and facilities themselves and the purchasing and printing services, as well as additional full-time positions needed to enable the department to be more proactive in the management of state government. The budget contains statements of expectations and lays out legislative expectations for improved management efforts. Director Greenfield, I would call to your attention, has accepted the challenges to improve management efforts and to demonstrate enhanced expectations of this department. And we, this subcommittee, first of all, congratulates and thanks Director Greenfield for his dedication, and we do recommend approval of Senate Bill 5502 as amended.
Okay, is there further discussion? Senator Trove.
I don't know this budget very well at all, but I had understood that some programs were taken out of this budget, and were they reassigned to the governor's office, or are they just in limbo at this point?
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Crow, we removed them from this budget, and certainly they can be then brought back into the governor's budget, because they, as opposed to being under the umbrella of state government as being part of managing the department's role of being the central service provider, these particular issues appeared to be more specific in nature.
So that they're going to go someplace, though.
They certainly can come forward in the governor's budget.
Representative Hayden?
Mr. Chairman, a point of information, the agenda handed to me for Senate Bill 5502 is on the order of $180 million, whereas the budget on page 6 is $459 million. Is there a typo there? Is that a Scribner's error, or do I not understand the paperwork?
Dallas?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. In the bill, the committee and the legislature approves expenditure limitation. The difference that you're referring to is for the non-limited portion that is provided for in statute. And the bill provides for exclude certain portions of the budget from limitation. So that is the difference, the non-limited funds.
But, Mr. Chairman, I remain confused. The budget we'll be voting on will be on the order of $459 million.
Mr. Whalen, would you like to respond? Speak a little louder so the members can hear you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, the budget that was approved is for a total of about $500 million in expenditures. Of that, about $180 million is subject to limitation. There's about $3 million of general fund, $177 million of other funds limitation that is in the bill. If you'll notice, I believe the bill also can exclude certain types of expenditures from limitation. Those are the non-limited funds that are also included in the budget report.
Could you give us an example?
Representative Wesley.
Could you give us an example of non-limited expenditures?
Sure. Mr. Chair, Representative Westland, members of the committee, non-limited expenditures included in this bill would be pass-through monies for telecommunications, the phone bills that the Department of Administrative Services receives and then passes out to other agencies. Those are non-limited. Also, motor pool expenses for fuel and repairs and oil, lube jobs that they perform for other state agencies are non-limited. They're basically demand-driven.
Utilities.
Yep. Yes, and facilities, gas, water, and electricity.
Okay. Is there further questions? Representative Hill.
Mr. Chair, just a comment.